Pima County officials are pushing back after Governor Doug Ducey denied an offer from FEMA to set up a new vaccination site in southern Arizona that would have provided hundreds of thousands of additional vaccines. Ducey didn't tell Pima County officials that he was blocking the plan, but explained his rationale at a press conference in Tucson yesterday.
What we want to do is get the vaccine out. What we've asked for from the federal government is supply. What the federal government tells us that they are capable of distributing from this potential federal site are 6,000 doses. What we are capable of at the state level is 60,000 doses. So our objective is to get the vaccine out faster and to more Arizonans. We can do that with our existing infrastructure. What we need is inventory.
The Pima County Board of Supervisors yesterday voted unanimously to ask the governor to reconsider his denial, and the governor originally said he would reconsider, but Ducey's spokesman later told the Arizona Republic that he would not, in fact, reconsider. With us to explain this battle for vaccines is Matt Hines, a Democrat on the Pima County Board of Supervisors. He's also an emergency room doctor. Supervisor Hines, thanks for joining us. Good morning.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Good morning.
So let's get to sort of the meat of this here, where the governor is saying we don't need the feds to administer the vaccines. We can do that. We just need them to send us the vaccines. Why do you think that having a FEMA set up site would be a better option?
Well, I think a couple of reasons. First, we have a different supply, meaning a dedicated supply of Pfizer and Johnson vaccine coming into Pima County that is above and beyond the state allocation we would be normally receiving. So that's fantastic. This came about when Dr. Cullen, who is the director of the health department here in Pima County, was having a conversation with the acting regional administrator for FEMA, our region of FEMA. And they discussed the priorities of Pima County and working to ensure equitable distribution of the vaccine and a need to focus on additional low-income and predominantly Black and Latino neighborhoods. And FEMA felt that that was very consistent with the direction of the administration and wanted to partner with Pima County. In fact, this initial discussion was even brokered by the state. So the idea of bringing these vaccines, between 250 and 334,000 additional vaccines into Pima County and directly into these communities, the two highest Latino zip codes in Pima County, was really a win-win, frankly, from all sides, we thought, including the state, until of course this all developed.
Right. Well, so how is it that the federal government is better at getting the vaccine into specific communities than the county would be, or even the state would be?
Not necessarily better than the county, but I have to say, just based on what I'm seeing, what we can see in the numbers on the Arizona Department of Health Services website, if you look at the two large state vaccination pods sites in Maricopa County, it looks like from the data they're reporting that they're vaccinating about 4% Latinos, which is very low. Maricopa is about 31% Latinos. Pima County as a whole is at about 15% Latinos, and we're 38% Latinos. So we have a ways to go, but I mean, the proof is in the pudding. We can see from the data that Pima County is much better at reaching the Latino community and working through our mobile clinic program. And I think we've demonstrated that. And FEMA was is hopefully still going to work with us to set these sites up where the county has requested and designated they do it.
You have been an elected official on multiple levels at this point. Does this feel like this is state versus county, just as we've seen in the past, that certain members of some parties will say, well, we don't want the federal government telling us what to do? Does this feel like a turf war in some way to you?
Well, initially, it was just really confusing because, again, the state brokered the initial conversation between our health department director and the acting administrator for FEMA. So this seemed really strange. And then there was a list of relatively flimsy, frankly, excuses. I mean, one of them was, they were not sure. The state wasn't convinced that FEMA could, get refrigerators for the vaccines. I mean, all sorts of other nonsense, to be frank. FEMA responded saying, we can get refrigerators. We can also get all these other, right? So there really was no good reason. And when that became clear to me that this seemed more perhaps a little more on the political side of things, or really just no clear reason. Anywhere in the state that can pull in over 300,000 vaccines helps the entire state get through this faster. Economically and from a public health perspective, it's important for us to do, and I have no idea why the governor is so opposed to it.
Just very briefly, do you have any measure of optimism that this will ultimately happen, that the governor will reconsider?
You know, it doesn't seem like the governor's going to reconsider, but the nice thing is we have the entire, well, most of the federal delegation lobbying to make this happen. And there is a history, a track record of FEMA working independently, not through the state, but directly with counties on certain disaster relief efforts, for example. So there is a precedent for getting a special permission or waivers to do this directly between the county and FEMA. And it is my hope that that is something that the FEMA director or the Secretary of Homeland Security or the president will authorize.
All right. That is Matt Hines, a Pima County supervisor. Supervisor Hines, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Have a good one.